today we jump into the second part of the series called Going Deeper, where God is challenging us to move our faith out of the shallows into the deep. No matter where we are in our faith walk or who we are in our faith walk, whether we are a curious seeker or a new Christian that is hungry or a restless veteran or even a happy camper that says, all fine with me. Because what we saw last week, if we move our faith deeper, not only does it become deeper, but it becomes way more powerful. And when it's more powerful, it becomes far more compelling also to those around us. And so we said we need to take two steps as we go deeper. And the first step we said last week was where we said we needed to stop drinking the bottle, drinking milk, pick up the fork, and start feeding ourselves. Because what we said is the shallows can be bottle-fed, but the deep needs to be self-fed. And so the first challenge that we gave to each other was we'd like to start a 14-week Bible reading program where I challenged us to go back to the Bible and take your Bible and spend some time every day for the next 14 weeks in a specific passage that will be on the website every day. And for those who were in church, I also handed those out on paper, but they're on the website. I also gave you a little acronym with which you could work, SOAP. S for scripture, reading the scripture, reading it again. O for observation, looking for that one thing that God is trying to point out to you. A for application, applying that to your life for life change. And of course, the P for praying about this and asking God what to do with that. I'm so excited when I hear how many folks have already started doing that. Overwhelming to see that. And it just is such an amazing thing. Now, if you haven't started, it's not too late. It's there still going for a whole week. And if you want to go back, it'll be up there as well. We'll make sure that you can go back and do that again. Because we said, if we can do this for 14 days, not only do we start something new in our lives, a good habit, but it will be life-changing. So thank you for doing that. So that was the first step. Second step that we're talking about today is a step called working out what God works in. And I'll explain that. But you have to bear with me because I have to set this whole scene up for you. So many men around their 30s, they get married, they settle down, they have kids, they start working, and they just put themselves into all of this work. And what often happens they get what we call dad bod. Now, for those who don't know what a dad bod is, let me explain what a dad bod is, right? That's when those muscles start sagging a little bit. And that's when this inner tube around the waist kind of grows a little bit. And those old little love handles, you can start seeing them more and more. You know exactly what I'm talking about, right? Now, if you have dad bod and you want to get rid of the dad bod, the only way to get rid of dad bod is to exercise. Go to the gym. That's what you have to do. Now, if and I know there's way more things to do, and I'm not trying to complicate this. Let's just make this simple. You exercise. If you talk to fitness folks and you talk about exercise and what it does, they'll tell you that the body composition has two components that work together. And the first one of these components is what we call calories in. And of course, that's where the trouble starts. Actually, trouble starts right here on the couch where we sit and we eat our popcorn and we eat our candies and we eat our chips and we drink our pop. And it's calorie in after calorie in after calorie in. Problem is this. No one has ever exercised by sitting on the couch, except for your mouth and your hands. No one has ever had the most amazing set of abs because they sit on the couch. This is where the problem starts. Calories in. And of course, that's where the second part comes in. It's called, or component comes in. It's called, yes, you got it, calories out. And how do we get the calories out? It's only one way. We exercise. And these little toys that I'm playing with here in my hand, they are the image of the exercise that we need to do. And again, exercise could be anything. It could be riding your bike. It could be running. It could be going to the gym. That's not the thing. The most important thing about calories out is that we want to get to the point with exercise where the calories out are far larger than the calories in, because it's only when those calories out are much larger that the bad things go out and the good things start coming in. So here's the question. What about our spiritual life, our faith life? What do I do when I feel that I'm not comfortable with how my faith life looks like? Can I tell you what most of us do? We go right back to the couch and the calories in. And we put more calories in. I'll go to church more. I listen to more podcasts. I listen to more devotions. And that's all cool and fine and kind and dandy. But you're still sitting on the couch. I'll sit so God can work. I listen so God can work. It's just calories in, sitting on the couch. Nothing ever changes when I'm sitting on the couch. So when we try to do it that way, we've got it backwards. So what I'd like to do with you this morning, I'd like to go to the letter of Philippians chapter 2, verses 12 to 16, and have a look at what Paul says about this. Now, before I read with you, and I'm going to read verse 15 first, and then 12, 13, and then later we'll read 14 to 16 again. Let me tell you a little background about Philippians. Philippians was very close. The church in Philippi was very close to Paul's heart, because he founded the church there and planted the church there. So they were close to his heart. And so he's writing this letter to them while he's actually sitting in jail. And what he does in this letter, specifically in this chapter, is he gives them a game plan to move their faith from the shallows into the deep end. And then he also tells them what the result of that will be. And I want to start with the back end first with you this morning. I want to read to you just the last part of verse 15. What Paul says, what the result is if we get off the couch and we put the calories out more than the calories in. He says, verse 15, when you follow the game plan, then you will shine among them. Them is the world. Them is, as he just calls it, and you'll read it later with me, the warped and crooked generation. Then you will shine among them like stars in the sky. Do you get what Paul is saying? He says, when we move our faith from the shallow end into the deep end, when we follow this game plan that God gives and we exercise that, our faith becomes stronger. Our faith becomes appealing. Our faith becomes compelling. And we're like these beautiful stars that shine in the sky, and people just can't help. They have to look at these stars. And more than that, we become shining stars in this dark world, in a world that can't see. And our light becomes the light of Jesus Christ that shines in this world. But to get the result, to move from the shallows to the deep, we have to follow the game plan. And here's the game plan. So now I'm going to take you to verses 12, 13. Read that with me. So Paul says, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence. So he says, you've always listened to me, right? Continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you to will and to act in order to fulfill his good purpose. Did you notice the two phrases that he uses in there? Works in and work out. It is God who works in us, says Paul. It is God who works in us and urges us to move our faith from the shallow end into the deep end. But we, says Paul, have to work out our salvation. We have to work out our salvation by carefully listening for God's prompting in our lives. So how do we get to that deep faith? Well, we get up off the couch and we start working out. Some of us need to put our faith into practice. No, we all need to put our faith into practice. We need to do what God is asking us to do. We need to start new habits that God has been putting in our hearts and in our minds for a long time. We need to break bad character aspects in our lives that are hurting us and hurting our faith. We need to love people that God asks us to love, even if sometimes it's hard. We need to forgive people that sometimes it's hard to forgive. We need to get off the couch and start exercising in the church. Serving, volunteering, being small group leaders, Bible study leaders. This is hard work, right? But that's what Paul's saying. For us to grow in our faith, we need to put our faith into practice. We need to get off the couch and we need to start exercising. We need to, and here's that second step, we need to work out what God is working in. A deep faith needs to be exercised. But we need to listen carefully when we say that. And hear me now. When I'm saying this, I'm not judging. I'm not criticizing. You know me. Fingers always point this way first because I write these sermons for myself. It's God talking to me. Some of us think that faith means that we're collecting experiences. What do? We go sit on the couch and we say, you should watch that new wonderful worship song. Really good. Oh, you should check out that new podcast that's out there. Where are we? We're on the couch collecting experiences. But a deep faith is not about collecting experiences. A deep faith is collecting experiences that become practical in our lives and in this world that we live out, that we apply. Deep faith is collecting experiences that we apply to our lives and to this world. Think of Jesus. What did he do? 3 years he had with the disciples. He didn't just teach. What did he do? He also sent them out. And then he said, go apply what I've just taught you. You can't just collect experience. Go take the experience and apply it. Go preach. Go teach. Go heal. Go pray. Go take care of people. We have to work out what God is working in. Here's the thing. And this is going to blow your mind, and I hope it blows your mind, and I hope you hear this, so listen carefully. If you think what we do here on a Sunday morning is amazing. When we worship with this amazing praise team that we have, and we're together as God's people, and we lift this roof, and we experience all the amazing things. If you think that's awesome, you're right. But can I tell you something? It's going to blow your mind the day that you decide that you are going to volunteer, and you're going to go back to Kids Zone, and you're going to teach a grade 4 class or a grade 5 class, and you see these kids get it and see how their faith in Jesus Christ starts growing. And now these kids go from the shallows into the deep. And now Jesus Christ becomes more and more in their life. And his purposes that Paul speaks about become a reality in their life. It's going to blow your mind. We got to work out what God works in. Some of us need to invite a friend, someone that hasn't been to church or doesn't know church, to come visit with us. Can you imagine what'll happen when you see what God does in that person's life? Some of us need to go volunteer in our community and help those who have less than us. Some of us need to break bad habits and imagine that happening in your life when that breakthrough comes. When God changes that. But then we have to get off the couch. And we have to start working out. Because deep faith is working out what God is working in. And when we do that, now I can take you to verse 15 again, but I'm going to start in verse 14. Here is the wonderful result. Do everything without grumbling or arguing, so that you may become blameless and pure children of God without fault in a warped and crooked generation. And then you will shine among them like stars in the sky as you hold firmly to the word of life. And then I will be able to boast on the day of Christ that I did not run or labor in vain. You see what Paul is saying? He's saying, if you follow the game plan, if you work out what God is working in, not only does your life change, but your life changes in such a way that it becomes something that is compelling to others, that is appealing to others, that shines brightly into a dark world that is seeking, and it will bring others to that light so they too will find and see Jesus Christ. But it doesn't happen on the couch. Nothing changes on the couch. I'm just feeding my face. It happens when I work out what God is working in. So let me challenge you. Here's the next challenge from the 14-day challenge of reading. Here's the fall challenge. So as fall starts, we're starting up and the church is starting up and we're getting together more and all the ministries are starting and working. Can I challenge you to be in prayer before God? And ask God, Lord, where are you going to have me work out what you have worked in? Exercising that, doing that. Can I suggest a few things? Some of you need to serve. And can I tell you something? There are many opportunities to serve in this church. You can come join us in the praise team if you have that gift of singing or playing an instrument, being part of that team. We'd love to have you. We need folks that can help with the sound so we can all have a break every now and then. We need folks that help with the screen. We need folks that help with the live streaming. You have a gift. We can teach you. We can help you. But you just need to start working out what God is working in and saying, here I am. You can go volunteer in Kids Zone, teach, help in the nursery. You can help. One of those amazing things that you can do is come alongside the youth, in the youth, becoming a mentor, an adult mentor, where you can live your faith for these kids. You can be part of a Bible study. You can lead a Bible study. You can be a small group leader. And I can go on and on and on. All you need to do is get off the couch. and work out what God is working in into your life, because that's the only way you move from the shallows to the deep. Because in the deep, we're not just floating on our floaties. We're working out what God is working in. Some of us, we need to go find people and invite them. Invite those in our neighborhoods. Invite those around us to come experience and join us and see what's happening here, to help break those old molds of what people think what's happening, and let them see this amazing place and experience the gift of Jesus Christ. Some of us have to go speak to colleagues and work with them. All of us have to go read and listen with action. And that's what we've been doing for 14 days. Read, listen what God is saying, and then act on what God is saying. So for 2 weeks now, we've been talking about getting out of the shallows and into the deep, and how we remember that first moment we took that leap of faith into the deep. Are you ready to take the plunge and to work out what God is working in? Amen. Pray with me. Father God, it was a joy again to listen for your word and to listen to what you're saying. And thank you for showing us these plans and the plans you have for us. But you have plans. But Lord, if you have the plans, we also need to work out the plans that you have given. And our prayer this week is that you will get us off the couch, that we get rid of these dad bods in our faith lives and get those calories out way stronger than the calories in. Thank you that you provide the opportunities. Help us, Lord, to go seek in prayer before you where we can be part of this. Help us, Lord, not just to sit on a couch, sit before a TV, sit with our mug in our hand because we've become complacent and it's easy. Help us to start doing, working out what you are working in. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.